Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How many of us know that today is Thanksgiving Sunday? The song just says thank you. It just says thank you to God. It says, when I think about the goodness and your faithfulness each day, I'm convinced, grateful for your mercy, I'm grateful for your grace. And because of how you've poured out yourself, I just come to cry out and say thank you. How many of us are going to join us and just say thank you to this great God? Amen. Faithfulness each day. I'm convinced it's not because I am worthy to receive the kind of love that you give, but I'm grateful for your mercy, and I'm grateful for your grace. And because you have poured out yourself is the reason why we cry out today.
Imela, Imela, O Kaka, O Yekerua. Imela, Imela.
Who am I? Who am I to sing your praises? Who am I to worship you, Lord? Who am I to worship you? It's your blood that makes a difference in me.
It's your blood that makes the difference in me.
And made a way to enter into your throne.
Made a way to enter into your throne.
I could not come near your presence. I could never sing your song. But the sacrifice on Calvary's tree.
But your sacrifice on Calvary's tree.
Is the reason why I cry out today.
Is the reason why we cry out today.
Come on and say Imela.
Imela.
It just says thank you.
Imela.
We sing Imela,
Imela, Imela, O Kaka, O Yekerua, Imela, Imela, Ezemo.
The next part just says, who is like you? All glory belongs to you. He who does good, who is like you. All glory belongs to you, mighty healer. It's not my language, so pardon me, but we're going to sing it to this great God.
Oye, tikati, ekele tiringi, oye, lememba. Oye, tikati, ekele tiringi, oye, nangu. Oye tikati ekele diriki oye lemena. Oye tikati ekele diriki oye nanguya. Oye tikati ekele diriki oye lemena. Oye tikati ekele diriki oye nanguya. Oye tikati ekele diriki oye lemena. Oye tikati ekele diriki oye nanguya. Oye tikati ekele diriki oye lemena. Oye tikati ekele diriki oye nanguya.
Imela,
Imela.
Come on, are we grateful this morning? It just says thank you, Imela. It just says thank you. Hey,
Imela.
Ha.
Imela. Oh, kaka. Oh, yekerua. Imela. Imela. Ezemo.
It just says my king. One more time, Imela. My God, you are good.
Imela.
My God, you are kind.
Oh, kaka. Oh, yekerua. Imela. Imela. Ezembo. Ezembo.
It just says my king, Ezembo. It just says my king,
Ezembo.
It just says, my king,
Ezembo.
My king, my mighty God and warrior. It just says, my king,
Ezembo.
One more time, come on and say, my king, Ezembo.
Ezembo.
Hallelujah. Our God is a good God, isn't he? Why don't you lift up both hands to heaven and just worship this God this morning? Thank him. He has kept you January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, and now October. Why don't you magnify the name of the Lord and say, Lord, indeed you have been good. It's the more we thank you. We glorify your name. We give you all of the glory. We give you all of the honor. We magnify your name. We extol your majesty. Glory and honor, dominion and power be unto you and you alone in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, this morning, we want to give you all of the glory, all of the praise, all of the adoration. Lord, that we are standing today is not because the enemies have not tried, but Lord, it is because you have preserved us. It is because you have kept us. Daddy, we are grateful. Jehovah, we are very thankful. That is why we have dedicated the first Sunday unto you, a day of thanksgiving. Lord, as we rejoice today, Lord, I pray that our thanksgiving may be acceptable unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, the next few minutes that we'll be exhorting ourselves from your word, Jehovah, I pray that you will speak to every heart. Lord, touch my tongue and lips of clay. Lord, make my tongue like the pen of the ready writer, that I may precisely and concisely declare your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let understanding come. Let clarity come, even by your word today. And Lord, let us receive a word that will challenge us even for the rest of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. For in Jesus' precious name, I have prayed. Amen. Why don't you put your hands together for this choir? Wonderful, wonderful people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Sister Inka is the latest addition. Let's encourage her. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, Isaiah. God bless you, Desmond. Let's put our hands together for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may please be seated. Brethren, it is important that we celebrate one another. Amen. I know maybe you didn't like a note they played or something, or maybe somebody didn't sing quite as you expected. But let's celebrate ourselves. Let's celebrate what we have. See, there is more. There is more. Hallelujah. And it gets better in the name of Jesus. First and foremost, I'd like to encourage every one of us before we get into the word this morning. The conference that is coming up, Maximize Leadership Conference, is for you and it's for me. Praise the Lord. One of the things that I believe, you know, the theme of the conference this time is maximizing potential. One of the things I believe very strongly in my heart, because I look at myself and I ask certain questions from time to time. And one of the questions I ask myself is, Lord, is this all you can do with me? You know, and the answer has never changed. The Lord always says, there is more I can do with you. Praise the Lord. So that tells me that we all have buried potentials. Somebody say buried potentials. Our prayer is that during this conference, every buried potential will be activated. In the name of Jesus, every potential that has been dormant would receive energy for action. In the name of Jesus, your dreams will come alive again. Oh, somebody didn't hear that. I say your dream will come alive again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yesterday, we had the dinner with the pastors, with some of the people that just recently started coming to Salvation Center. It was beautiful. It was really beautiful. Okay, I know why you didn't respond, because you were not there. But trust me, it was beautiful. We just put your hands together. It really was. It really was. It really was. And putting it together was the Rock Institute. That's the department in the church that is encouraged them. Now, this your unborn again clap. It can be offensive. You know, it's better not to clap than to half clap. You know, when you half clap, it's like booing. You know, very weak, tired claps. Let's just do it because they said do it. No. Yeah, I mean, the people putting it together, you know, when you see an outcome, it's easy for you to judge. But you don't know what goes behind the scene to bring about that outcome. You know, and I really want to acknowledge Dr. Selena Olalowo. Hallelujah. And she has a team of people working with her to make this a reality. You know, one of the benefits of this meeting is it's an opportunity for us to get feedback. You know, so we got some very, very, very encouraging feedback. And based on that, I have to get to the word now. Praise the Lord. Today, by the grace of God, we're starting a new sermon series that I have titled Born Great, Dare to be Great. Amen. And we're going to be taking our text from Matthew chapter 22, and we'll read from verse 34 to 40. Matthew 22, 34 to 40. There will be a table in the lobby for registration with Maximize. You can register on the kiosk, or you can register with the mobile app, Secure Give, on your phone. Or you can just go to MaximizedConference.com. You can also register on the website. And if you have the flyer, you can scan the barcode on the flyer, and it will take you to the website where you can register. Matthew chapter 22, verse 34. If it's okay with you, I would request that you please rise to your feet as we read the word of the Lord. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 34. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, verse 36, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. 38. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In the name of Jesus. You may please be seated. Today being the first Sunday of the month is our Thanksgiving Sunday. And I'm going to quickly make a disclaimer now. Because it's the first Sunday of the month, we might run a few minutes over the time, maybe 5-10 minutes over the time, just so that we can give thanks unto the Lord for all the things that he's done for us. And I want to welcome everyone to church again this morning. Like I said, the sermon series that we're starting is titled Born Great, Dare to be Great. It is my belief that every single one of us has a seed of greatness in us. If you have been here a month, if you have been here 2 months, if you have been here 6 months, you will have heard me say this. I seriously believe that this great God cannot make anything smaller than great, because he's a great God. And the scripture tells us this, that for us to understand the greatness of God, it says all that you have to do is look up in the sky on a dark night. And you look at the stars, and the stars will tell you about the greatness of God. As we start today, I'm going to really start with a thought. But before the thought, I want us to read Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 and 26. I'll be reading from the Good News Bible, for the simple fact that it's in regular English and you can understand it better. Isaiah chapter 40, 25 and 26. It says, to whom can the Holy God be compared? Is there anyone else like him? You see, these are questions that the prophet is asking. He says, to whom can we compare God? Hallelujah. He said, to whom can the Holy God be compared? And is there anyone else like him? May I tell you this morning that there is none that we can compare to him. The Bible tells us that he's the Ancient of Days. He's the one that was before there was anything. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am. He's the one that created all things. When there was nothingness, he was. There is no one that can compare to him. He is the All and the Mighty God. And verse 26 reads, it says, look up at the sky. Who created the stars you see? The one who leads them out like an army, he knows how many there are and calls each one by name. His power is so great, no, not one of them is ever missing. You see, for you to understand what the prophet is saying here, you have to recast your mind back to science. Amen? Astrologers, not the goofy type, you know, people that study the universe. So I'm not referring to astrologers, Leo, Capricorn, that's not what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. The science of the universe is what I'm talking about. They have told us that in this universe, in fact, one of the things that I've read time and time again and just causes me to wonder is the scientists have said that our universe is expanding. Let me tell you what is happening. Everybody look this way. Can you see anything beyond this world? Does that mean there's nothing beyond this world? Okay. When telescopes are made, the strength of the telescope is what determines how far the telescope can see. So when they develop a stronger telescope, and now they can see further, they said the universe is what? Expanding. No. God created the universe. He completed the job. It's just that we have not discovered everything that God has created. Hallelujah. There is more. The fact that you can't see beyond this world does not mean there's nothing beyond this world. By the grace of God, as God grows his church, we're going to tear down the walls. Amen. I said we're going to tear down the walls. And then we can see through and see everything as they really are. Friends, he says, look up in the sky. Look at the stars. He said the great God of glory is the one that created all of the stars and he has named them one by one. Scientists have told us that in our galaxy, I hope you still remember your science. In the universe, we have several galaxies. We live in one subdivision called Milky Way Galaxy. In our galaxy, there are several other planets, but in this planet is where the ones that look like God live. Hallelujah. And that is why you will find someone like Tola Ashiono. And you can find Ken Ashiono. That's why you can find Adekoye Sonny and his lovely, beautiful wife, Joyce Sonny. I'm telling you, there is no other planet where anybody looks like God but this one. Amen. So when you look at that, you must begin to ask questions. You know, many of us, we don't ask questions, especially those of us of African descent. We were trained not to ask. In fact, if you ask questions, they whack you on the head. Say, who is talking and you're talking? Whack! They whack you on the head. But we must ask questions. If the universe is as big as they have told us the universe is, why would God just put us in this tiny little corner? It was Armstrong, one of the guys that went on the Apollo mission. He said when they were coming back, the astronaut, the one that led the team, he said as they were coming back and they saw the earth, he said with a stump, he was able to blot out the earth from that distance. He did this and closed one eye and the earth was blotted out. That is how infinitesimally small we are in the universe. But God loves you and I so much, and he has placed us here. You know, and scientists said, listen to this. I'm going to this scripture. I want you to see this scripture. That's why I'm going through this explanation. Scientists have said that in our galaxy, the Milky Way, if you begin to count the stars in our galaxy, if you count the stars and you count one star per second, for you to count all the stars there are, it will take you 2,500 years to count all the stars. In our galaxy alone, we're not talking about other galaxies. Those are the stars in our galaxy. And the Bible says God has created them all. And he has named them one by one. And he knows the name of all the stars. It means if you are counting one by one, one per second, you in 1 minute you will have counted 60. In 1 hour you will have counted 3,600. Multiply that by 24 hours. Multiply that by 2,500 years. How many stars you will have counted? He said not one of them is missing and he doesn't know about it. That is the God we're talking about. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. And in his desire, in his heart, he said, I am going to make man in my own image and in my own likeness. So I said all of that about God for you to see yourself with the right perspective. Hallelujah. So the God that is this great, the God that is this mighty, he said, I'm going to create a being and I will create that being in my own image and in my own likeness. If God is this great, friends, I have good news for you. Breaking news. You are greater than you have thought. I say you are greater than you have imagined. God created you with intention. God was not sleepy or bored when he created you. He created you with detail. In Psalm 33 and verse 15, when you read the New King James Version, it says he has fashioned their hearts individually. So when God was creating you, man, he created you individually. I didn't come off of an assembly line. He didn't say this is the mold, make all of them fam, fam, fam. And no. When he got to my turn, he looked at me. He looked at the nose. He said, let's make the nose a little bigger. Let's make it wide. Let's make it flat so it can fit the structure of the head that we have created. Do you know if we put my nose on your face, you will look ugly? Hallelujah. I'm telling you something this morning. If we fit my ears in your skull, you will not look good. Why? Because it was not created for your specification. God created me with detail, and he created me with detail. If you believe it, I want you to shout a loud hallelujah. Hallelujah. The thought I want to share with us is very simple. Such a great God cannot create a mediocre me. Such a great God cannot create a little me. The enemy has defeated so many people in their minds that they don't see anything great about their lives. Friends, I have good news for you. Somebody say it's a day of good news. I have good news for you. God created you with intention and with detail. And he took time. He was not in a hurry, Kashina. He took time. Everything is to specification. And the Bible says that he has written what we will do before we were born in his book. If I am not accomplishing anything great, it's not because it was not written. Because already, It has been written. God sent Jesus Christ, the Messiah, into the world to reconcile us back to himself. Because we lost dominion because of our forefathers, Adam. And Jesus came to reconcile man back unto himself. But the authorities of the time, they felt threatened by Jesus. And that is the story we're reading in Matthew chapter 22, 34 to 40. The Bible says, when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had defeated the Sadducees, then they came up with their own scheme. Friends, because the enemy recognizes you, even though you have not recognized yourself yet, praise the Lord. There are many people today, you don't know it, but Satan is more afraid of you than you are of him. Because he knows you. He knows what God has packaged into you, and that is why he is leading many to sin. Because when you are unrighteous, when you are not in right standing with God, you don't have the boldness to approach the throne of God. So one of his schemes is to ensure that you live in sin and you are not able to realize your destiny. I break every hold of sin upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says sin shall not have dominion over us. If you are being dominated by sin, it's not because God has not done well for you. It's because you have not received what God has given to you. Says sin shall not have dominion over us. So the Pharisees came because when the Sadducees engaged Jesus, they were disgraced. Every enemy that is engaging you today, they will be put to shame. I said they will be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Jehovah will give you victory. Because Jesus was victorious, you will be victorious in the mighty name of Jesus. So what did they do? They brought their best lawyer to argue their case. The Bible says, and a certain lawyer amongst them asked Jesus the question. He said, what is the greatest commandment? May God give you wisdom. May God give you discernment. That on your feet, you'll be able to come up with answers quick. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because there are many that are working very hard to derail you from the plan of God for your life. And the sooner you understand and realize that, the better for you and for me. We have been doing the test all week. Touch your chin. We touch the wrong thing. Praise the Lord. It is very important that you and I, we pay attention to the word of life. We pay attention to who we are in Christ Jesus. Let me give you another example. You know, I have told you all of these things about the stars and all of this, and it's making sense to you. You are thinking, oh yeah, that is true. That is true. By the time you get out today and you get to work tomorrow, and the supervisor begins to kick your behind, so quickly you will forget who you are. The fact that it's kicking your behind today does not mean it will kick your behind forever. Oh, if you understand who you are in Christ Jesus, you are about to take his job. That was FOC. It's for somebody. Listen to this. So when they engaged Jesus, this lawyer, this scholar came to Jesus. He said, so tell us, master, teacher, whatever they call you. He said, tell us, which is the great commandment in the law? They wanted to trap him. Because in the laws of Moses, the laws of Moses are not just the Ten Commandments. I hope you know that. Oh, there are many commandments in the Old Testament. By Moses, not just Ten Commandments. There were hundreds of them. And that is what they were putting to test. So they said to him, he said, master, tell us, which is the great commandment? Of all these hundreds of commandments, which one is the greatest? And Jesus said to them, verse 37, Jesus said unto him, said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. He said, this is the first and the great commandment. You see, what you may not know is Jesus was quoting their law back to them. He was giving them what they already know. He was meeting them on their own turf. He was not going outside of their 12. He said, and that scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. The only thing is Jesus put a twist to it. Where he said, with all of thy mind, in Deuteronomy, he said, with all of thy might, with all of their strength. Because they believed, you know, we have to engage, we have to walk, we have to this, we have to sweat, we have to all of this. But Jesus said, you will engage the Lord God Almighty with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, and with all of thy mind. Friends, if you are going to be great in life, if you are going to realize your full potential, you will do these three things. You will love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, and with all of thy mind. The heart is a very fascinating organ in the body, and it does incredible things. And when you look at the heart of man, it actually gives you an idea of the greatness of this God. AK, did you get my text? You got it? Please give me the slide on the heart. Jekaradabo Shantali Aradabo Shekata. Next slide, please. Next bit. The heart, listen to this, please read. Read, you can read along. The heart is a hard-working marvel. It can keep on beating automatically even if all other nerves were severed. The medical people here will agree with me. It has a, what they call the sinoatrial node, SA node, and it can keep beating on its own spontaneously. And what a beat. It beats an average of 75 times a minute, 40 million times a year, and 2.5 billion times in the life of a 70-year-old man or woman. At each beat, the average adult heart discharges about 4 ounces of blood. This amounts to 3,000 gallons a day, or 650,000 gallons in 1 year. That is what your heart is pumping. He's saying you will love the Lord thy God with all of what? All of your heart. He keeps pumping 650,000 gallons a year. Enough to fill more than 81 tank cars of 8,000 gallons each. The heart does work does enough work in 1 hour to lift up a 150-pound man to the top of a three-story building. Enough energy in 12 hours to lift a 65-ton tank car 1 foot off the ground. Or enough power in the 70 years to lift the largest battleship afloat completely out of water. That is the marvel and the wonder of your heart. And that is what God has put in place. That is what God has put in place. You see, the Greek word translated heart there said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart. That word is cardia. Cardia is where you got cardio. It is referring to your very heart in this context. It says, cardia, you will love the Lord thy God with your cardia, with your cardio. You will love him with all of your heart. All this energy that is in your heart, you will channel it to the love of God. The problem with many of us is we have not understood the capacity of our heart. You must love God with all of you, with your core, your spirit. You must love God with everything that you have. The problem with us today is there are too many things competing for the love of God in our lives. Many of us are too distracted. We wonder why we don't see scriptures realized anymore. The scriptures cannot lie. The scriptures are true. The reason the scriptures are not being made manifest in many lives today is because many other things have taken away the love of God from the heart of many. Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all of your heart. With all of your heart. Praise the Lord. You know, one of the things I learned at the seminary when I went last week is that the age we live in is different from the age I grew in. Believe it or not, somebody just tweeted some of the things I just said now. It's on Twitter. I just got a notification. Bing. I won't call names, but it's a good thing. They said that is how we must engage now. They said we should have Twitter teams in the church. So the one that sent this Twitter, you know yourself. So you will form a team of tweeters that will be tweeting and train us how to tweet. I was meeting with some of my pastors and we were talking about Twitter. And someone said, I don't even know what that thing does. I said, Pastor, this is the millennia. I know you are in Generation X, but these are the millennials are the ones reigning now. And the Generation Z and Generation Y. Praise the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, the Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence. Guard your heart, protect your heart, defend your heart, because out of it flows the issues of life. The stuff you need to realize your greatness, to realize your God-given potentials, they will flow from that heart. Therefore, you must guard your heart. What are some of the things I must protect my heart from? I must protect my heart from vanities. I praise the Lord. Somebody say vanity. Vanity. You know, we must protect our heart from vanities. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, it says, vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. I think by now you know I like to look good. Money is good. All of this, there's none of this that is cheap. Okay? I'm giving glory to God. It requires money. It requires money. But I'm not living for this. No, I'm not. I'm not living for this. No, I'm not. I'm not. And neither should you. I was told, and it was just incredible for me to believe, that some people charge clothing on credit card. I'm like, really? Must I buy it? Why would I? If you can't afford to buy it, manage the ones you have very well. Wash it, clean it, starch it. They know me at my dry cleaners. Once I said, heavy starch. They said, oh, we know. Heavy starch. If you put heavy starch and well laundered with heavy starch, it will be looking brand new. Looking brand new. Women? Okay. Well, okay, women don't starch. That's okay. I'm speaking to the men then. He said, guard your heart with all diligence. Brethren, you must pay attention to your heart. The Bible says, love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart. How can you love God with all of your heart when your heart is filled with other stuff? You know, we did this many, many years ago. Well, the church is only 11, but, you know, in the early days. You know, I told the people, we gave everybody a pen and a piece of paper. I said, if there is a postman standing next to you going to heaven, what letter would you write to God? So I said, write a letter to God. And everybody wrote. And I collected the letters. It will interest you what are the significant things in our hearts. If I say, write three things that is most important to you, you know, it's going to be, Lord, deliver me from this boss. Lord, I need to get that house by force. I need that car by fire and by force. None of God. Amen. Is it important to us to be who God has created us to be? Yes. Is it important to us to become who He says we are? Are we sure that the life that we are living now is the life He has apportioned for us to live? If I have an express mail to heaven today, I speak the truth and I lie not. My letter to God is, Lord, do quickly what you need to do that I may realize my purpose in life. Because I have come to the realization that if I live according to what was written about me, life will be easier for me. I showed us on Friday in Deuteronomy chapter 2, God told them, He said, when you pass by the land of the Edomites, He said, don't meddle with them. That is their land. I will not give it to you. Many people are meddling where God has not given to them. And that is why they labor and labor and labor, and it seems like nothing is happening.
He said, when you go through the land of the children of the Moabites, he said, do not contend with them, because that is their land. I have given it to them, and I will not give it to you. He said, fighting them is a waste of time, because I will not give you victory. Even though you are my children, you are the apple of my eye, I will just allow that apple to hurt for a little bit. When you get over it, we will put salve and we will heal it. We put ointment and the eye will be healed. I praise the Lord. Many people are struggling in grounds, in plants, in plantation, on lands where God has not given to them. And that is why the struggle continues. The Lord will deliver us. He said, love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Please show the second slide. This is one of the reasons why your heart is very important. Very, very important that you pay attention to your heart. I love this. Please pay attention to this. It says, Catherine Bevis tells how among the students at a well-known college, there was a young man who had to get about on crutches. He had an unusual talent for friendliness and optimism, and so won the deep respect of his classmates. One day, a student asked him what caused his deformity, and he responded, infantile paralysis. He replied briefly, not wishing to elaborate on his difficulties. With a misfortune, please listen to this, listen close. God is speaking to somebody right now. Please pay close attention. He says, with a misfortune like this, how can you face the world so? Inquired his classmate. Oh, replied the young Christian, smiling, the disease never touched my heart. The disease never touched my heart. Friends, listen to me. The pain you feel in your situation is not determined by the magnitude of the situation. It's determined by how far you let it travel. If it touches your heart, you are done for. Men can mistreat you. Men can do stuff to you. If you don't let it get to your heart, you are still a winner any day, anytime. If they can conquer your heart, they have conquered you. If they can get to your heart, they have gotten to you. Why? Because that is where issues of life flow. That is why where your whole essence flows from. This guy said, it did not affect the way I relate. You know why? Because it never touched my heart. Has your situation touched your heart? Or better yet, let's re-ask the question. What is the state of your heart today? What is the state of your heart? What is the state of my heart? Can I fully love God at this point in my life with all the other stuff, with all the other baggage that I have going on in my life? You say, Pastor, you don't understand. You are insensitive to my situation. Friends, I'm only telling you what the scripture says. Amen. Because I have told us this past week, monkey see, monkey do. But you see, what monkey is doing and monkey is seeing and monkey is repeating has nothing to do with the word of God. But when we make ourselves answerable to the word of God, and we truly depend, rely, and follow after the instructions from the word of God, we will begin to see changes. Friends, love the Lord your God with all of your heart. Albert Pine said, whatsoever we do for us, for ourselves, they die with us. Say, but whatever we do for others, they remain and they are immortalized. What are you doing for anybody outside of yourself? Is it about me, I, and myself? Everything, the testimonies I give, does it have any bearing with any way I'm reaching and touching any other life? You know, somebody once said that the love of a mother is at best selfish. My son is a doctor. My son is a lawyer. My daughter is a pharmacist. My daughter is an engineer. It's all about me. It's all about mine. But God deserves the place in your heart. Please rise to your feet this morning. There's a song we used to sing. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus, come in today. Come in to stay. Come in to my heart, Lord Jesus. One more time.
Come in to my heart.
Make that your prayer this morning. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come in today and come in to stay.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today.
Come in
to stay.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. Brethren, I tell you the truth and I lie not. God said to Prophet Samuel, he said, I see not as man sees. He said, man looks at the outward appearance, but I, the Almighty God, I look at the heart. I ask you this morning, or this afternoon rather, what is the state of your heart? Where are you in your walk with Christ? Or have you even started the walk with Christ? I told you in the beginning, you were born great. Will you dare to live great? The first step to living great is loving God with all of your heart. You say, yes, Pastor, you spoke to me today. There are too many things competing with God in my heart. I want to be cleansed. I want to be purged. Why don't you come forward very quickly? Our time is very short. We don't have the time to wait this morning because we still have the Thanksgiving and we have to close. So if that is you, come forward very quickly. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Please play something soft. The Spirit of the Lord is here. God is in this place this morning. You say, Lord, come into my heart. Come anew. Yes, I'm born again. I'm saved, but there's too many things struggling in my heart. Too many things. The cares of this life, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. Friends, come quickly. Let us agree together in prayer that the Lord will purge you, that the Lord will cleanse you, that the Lord will make you whole again in the mighty name of Jesus. Anybody else? If it's one person, I'm happy. Maybe she's the only one the Lord has sent me to, and I'm happy to minister unto her. Anybody else, you say, Lord, come into my heart. Come in today. Come in to stay. Take your place in my heart. Take your place in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. I will wait just 30 seconds more. Just 30 seconds more. Anybody else? Anybody else? God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Hallelujah. Go ahead. Just one more person. You are contemplating. Yes, the word is for you. Come forward. Respond to the call of God. God himself is reaching out to you. He's stretching forth his arm to you. There's one more person. I'm going to stop now. There's one more person. Just come. There's too many things competing. Will it be God? Will it be you? Are you going to have your way? Are you going to do your will? Or are you going to surrender to his will? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Friends, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Jehovah is here and is here to meet with you. Is here to meet with you. He is here. He is here. He is here. Why don't you talk to the Lord? Say, Lord, purge me, cleanse me. In the name of Jesus. If you are in front, I want you to please come closer to me. Come closer to me. Come closer to me.
The burden you have carried, for in the sanctuary God is in. He is here. He is here to break the yoke and live. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, let it fall on me.
Yes.
Anointing, fall on me.
Why don't you lift up your hands to heaven this morning, or this afternoon rather? Say, Lord Jesus. Please say it like you mean. Say, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart today and stay. In the name of Jesus. Everything that I've put on your throne in my heart, I remove. I dethrone. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, reign in my heart. Reign in my heart. Purge me, O Lord. Purge me, Jehovah. In the name of Jesus. Why don't you make that your prayer? In the next 1 minute or so, say, Father, purge me, cleanse me. In the name of Jesus, every other god, every other idol, every other thing that I have exalted above you in my heart, Lord, I dethrone them. Jehovah, I dethrone them. Take your place in my heart. Take your place in my heart. Reign supreme, Jehovah. Reign supreme, Jehovah. In the name of Jesus. Lepa kasatalia. Andere rebo shagada. Andere rebo shagada. E katalia radabo. E karadaba shandala baba. E katalia radabo. In the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, mighty God. I give you glory and I give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Jehovah, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
King of glory, I praise you. Thank you for honoring your word today. Thank you for meeting with your children. Daddy, in the name of Jesus, this afternoon we dethrone every other god, every other thing that has been competing for you in our heart. Lord, we pray, oh God, and as we have prayed that, Lord, we know you have answered. Daddy, you have purged us, you have cleansed us. Therefore, Lord, I ask, Lord Jesus, be enthroned in our hearts. Reign supreme in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer, for in Jesus' matchless name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.